Joshua Miller, or excuse me, Roll Call Politics team, Joshua Miller. Joshua, how are you?
Doing very well, Tony. Good morning.
You were at the debate last night. It seemed pretty testy, pretty fiery for such a debate so early in the process.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I was actually just watching it on television like everyone else, but my analysis is this. I thought some of the most fiery moments of the debate were between former governor, Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty and Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. It made for great television. Pawlenty slammed Bachmann's record, saying that her actual accomplishments were non-existent and that that wasn't going to be credible for someone to run against President Obama with having no accomplishments. And Bachmann fired back, saying that Pawlenty had implemented cap and trade as governor, had praised the individual mandate requiring people to buy health care, which she said was unconstitutional, and said that the era of small government was over, which Bachmann said made Pawlenty sound a lot like Barack Obama, which is a pretty harsh criticism. There was a lot of great fireworks. I'm not sure if it actually helped either of them to come off as more presidential, but it was great to watch.
Joshua, why do you think Pawlenty went after Bachmann?
I think they're both very nervous about this key test that's coming up, which is the Iowa straw poll, and they're both Pawlenty's not doing very well in the polls that I've seen, and Bachmann's doing quite well. So I think it was to his advantage to try to knock her down, but she managed to pop right back up, and she started it when she announced her campaign. She mentioned a number of times that she had a titanium spine, and she certainly seemed to show that last night at the debate.
All right. Everyone has a different perspective, just from what you heard. Who won, who didn't do much for themselves?
I think Mitt Romney came away without having done much damage to his front-runner status. He was able to very clearly articulate why he thought he would be the best candidate, and that was because of his economic record as a businessman at Bain Capital and as governor of Massachusetts, where he emphasized that he created jobs and had a strong economic record, that the credit rating of Massachusetts actually went up, increased during his tenure, as opposed to under President Obama's tenure, where the credit rating of the United States of America has decreased. So I thought he came away as sort of the winner, but the real winner may have been Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, who is waiting in the wings, was not on the debate floor, and will be announcing for president on Saturday, tomorrow, in Charleston, South Carolina. I think he'll come away as the real winner because he has a lot of economic credentials as well, but he also comes away as a significantly more conservative than Mitt Romney, which very well may appeal to the Republican voter base.
And this straw poll tomorrow in Iowa is very important because what happens tomorrow is going to impact the money that a lot of these candidates are hoping to get for their campaigns.
That's very true, Tony. There's no question that, especially for Tim Pawlenty, who struggled with fundraising recently, this will be a very key test. He himself has said it will be a key test, and if he fails to do well, if he comes in fourth or fifth, that's going to spell real trouble for him, because just like you said, money is so important these days in political campaigns, and if people don't think you're a viable candidate, they are very reticent to take out their wallet and write you a check.
Boy, were there a lot of shots being thrown at Obama last night. Man, he was easy fodder.
He was easy fodder. There were a lot of good applause lines that came out of knocking him. Michelle Bachmann, of course, said saying he would be a one-term president, which is part of her stump speech that she says everywhere she goes. But it was interesting to see how each of the candidates tried to compare themselves, especially on economic records, with the president, Pawlenty, and Romney, both governors. Both said they had strong economic records, obviously debatable if they actually did, definitely tried to compare themselves and take some shots at Obama on his job creation record, because that's really what voters care about right now.
All right, Joshua Miller's with Roll Call. Fascinating stuff, Joshua. Thanks so much.
Tony, thanks so much.